the F Team, written by Rawah Arja and read by George El Hindi. Feet together, back straight, shoulders out, hands on your knees, chin up, eyes this way. Hold still and in 1, 2, 3, say monkeys, donkeys, we all shouted. Really, boys? On a Monday morning? Mr. Ahmed said, shaking his head. These photos are important, so stop messing about. And Tariq, you know, as the BBL, I expect more from you. I had been chosen as the Year 10 Big Brother Leader, BBL, a program Mr. Ahmed introduced to help with our school image. It basically meant that I lost the first half of Monday lunch in stupid meetings, talking about how I have a lot of potential but am easily distracted. According to every report card comment since kindergarten, anyway. As BBL, I was chosen to be a role model, someone the boys could turn to if they needed to talk or if they suddenly got the urge to blow themselves up. I know, very dramatic, but our school needed to prove that it was doing something useful about our bad reputation besides tweeting a couple of photos here and there. Term 2 was supposed to be a fresh start, but our school has already featured on almost every news channel this year. Apparently, we're out of control and at risk of becoming homegrown terrorists. I don't understand how a couple of guys with beards in my area get raided and now all of a sudden we're Bin Laden's best friends. The media, aka vultures, and the helicopters, aka ghetto birds, haven't left us alone. Our ex-principal, Mr. Kayan, the old and smelly one, left at the end of last term, or rather I should say, was quietly escorted out by the men in suits. Some people blamed him for stealing money from school funds and sending it over to some Arab country for some terrorist group. I can't see how he could have done that, since our school had a GoFundMe page just to help us with the basics, like pencils and rubbers, and at least one aircon that we've been dying to get for our school hall. Along with the recent terror raids across Punch Bowl and Bankstown, our principal getting fired only made a bad situation worse, and for some reason, white people were linking the two together. Our school was officially too terroristy. We've had men in suits in and out of our school for most of Term 1, assessing what was needed, and apparently what we needed was a new principal. He starts tomorrow. In the meantime, the mess of our school was left to Mr. Ahmed, our Year 10 advisor and acting principal, who was like our cool older brother who didn't think twice before putting us in a headlock. He had a thick, black Lebanese beard and tied his hair into a topknot and was a monster machine when we played footy at lunchtime. No matter what, someone always ended up stretched off, bruised and in tears. With all the work Mr. Ahmed did in the community...